Episode 2437, Can You Relate?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day. I hope you're coming off of a beautiful week. And today, we move into something very special. It's Relationship Builders, and it's just not any day. It's the 9/11 tribute. It's 20 years after the fall and the attack on the United States of America. Now, this is not going to be a somber tribute. It's going to be a celebration of life, one that I want you to take to heart. Can you relate? For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Life isn't about pointing fingers and blaming, yet that seems to be what most people focus on, the wrong or the different. Can you relate? You know what it's like to be knocked down or struggled with a little teasing too much. The pain and the hurt are only numbed by the faults you pick out in others. Point those fingers, blabber your foul mouth. Where does that get you? The front of the line? Why is it that in order to feel worthy, it takes a jab at someone else's life to elevate you? We've all been there. We've all been hurt. We've all called people names or worse. We've all lied or cheated. We've all boasted in ourselves. But what we don't know is what it's like to be in the other person's shoes. Can you relate? Today is a special day, a day of remembrance for those who lost their lives, for those who gave their lives, and for those who sacrificed their lives. 20 years is a long time since 9/11. We will never forget. But do we forget? Think back to how you show up in your life. What just happened this morning? What happened yesterday? If you can, remember back to last week. Taking things for granted, road rage incidences, getting angry just because you don't get your own way. Oh, how we do forget, because we only see what's right in front of us. We do it in our marriages. We think we're the only ones having a tough day. You come home and you're like, oh, you have no idea what I've been struggling with, babe. These kids have been all over the place. I have been running them. We've been to 4 different places already. I had to go grocery shopping. I had to go pick up your suit. And then I had to come home. And then I forgot to pay the bills. So I went to the post office. Plus, I had to mail back a package and pick one up. And now you want dinner and you're mad at me because it's late? How dare you walk in here like that? We've all fallen into those circumstances. We all think that nothing's worse than what I'm in right now. Can you relate? You see, we all go through things in life, good, bad, and ugly. But for some reason, we think that we're the only ones sacrificing. Did you ever think your spouse sacrifices too? Maybe he just shows it a little bit differently. Maybe he expresses it in a different manner. You may huff and puff about it, but maybe he keeps everything locked inside. Today, make a promise to those who lived and sacrificed their lives. Live while seeing other people's hearts. That's what I want you to think about. That's the promise I want you to make. And it starts with your spouse. It starts with the ones closest to you. Then it goes out to your children, your family, your parents, your siblings, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles, your cousins. And then expand it even further to your colleagues, your coworkers, your neighbors, your community, your church, the clubs you belong to, your gym. Live while seeing other people's hearts. Why is it that we feel like the only way that we can get what we want out of life is to put someone else down or act like we're the only ones who deserve something? It's not only about how and what you're experiencing. Life is about relating, knowing that others too have struggles and troubles, celebrations and successes. Can you relate? Are you open to seeing what is in front of you so what was done before you does not have to be behind you? That's a tough question. But I think that when you look at what's happening in the world today, was that any different 20 years ago? I don't know. Maybe life was a little bit simpler. See, my daughter, my oldest, was 5 years old. I had a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And little did I know that God had planned for a number 4 for us. And on that day, when everything happened, I was tending to the children, their parents, EMTs, firefighters, paramedics, physicians, physician assistants, nurses, guard, police officer. Those are the children I was caring for. I didn't see the first one. I didn't see the first twin tower come down. But I had already received 3 children that morning. And I had my little TV on just so I could hear the news because my kids came very early in the morning. Heard a knock on the door. But before I heard that knock, I saw the second hit. I was telling families what was going on. I sat there with 12 children, 3 of which were my own, and the others going, I don't know what's happening. And now today, I hold my grandson 20 years later for my daughter who was 5 years old. We will never forget. Can you relate? Too much of our life is spent bickering and moaning and groaning at each other for no reason. Do you think you were put on earth here to be number one? Maybe for a moment, but for an eternity? No. Because that moment, this too shall pass. But your relationships, you take them with you. We were put on this earth to love each other. Not necessarily like what everybody else is doing. We all have our differences, but we can come together because we see each other's hearts. That's the human factor of us. That's what makes us strong. That's what makes us better together. Are you open to seeing what is in front of you so what was done before you does not have to be behind you? As the song from King and Country says, I don't know what it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. But by the grace of God, we'll see each other's heart. Can you relate? Relationships are not about placing blame or pointing fingers just to get ahead. Relationships are reaching across the table, the divisive lines, and leaning in to know the hearts of those who sit and stand amongst you. Have you forgotten? We will never forget. But the thing is, sometimes I do think we've forgotten. Because look how we're treating each other. Look how we're treating our neighbors. My goodness, look how you're treating your own spouse. Can you relate? Life is short. Life is precious. Life is a gift. Life is not easy, but it's meant to be lived together with our differences, connected through our hearts. Are you open to seeing what is in front of you so what was done before you does not have to be behind you? Can you relate? Make today count, not for yourself, but for those who have gone before you, for those who sacrificed in the midst of the rubble, for those who made the decision that said, we cannot let them do this with the plane that we're on, for those who had no idea it was coming. We will never forget. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very blessed and beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.